The roads crews in particular were very busy over the weekend. They were out from shortly after the closure of the red warning on Friday afternoon. So all national roads are open, all regional roads are open, other than the N14, which still remains closed between Lifford and Letterkenny with detours in place, and that's for safety reasons until such time as the other trees in that area are checked for safety, etc. So there will be ongoing work on the local roads during this week, and indeed, if there are any roads that are still blocked, we would ask people to contact us on our call centre number 915 3900, just to let us know, and our crews will be working through those over the next while. I just want to acknowledge as well and thank the farming community and the locals who actually, in many instances, activated themselves over the weekend. And I'm aware, even in my own area outside Donegal town, a number of farmers who would have actually went and done some work locally there as well. And that's very much appreciated. And I want to acknowledge and thank those people on behalf of the council as well. Final word of warning, there is still an awful lot of branches and trees, caught up and hung up and the branches above people's heads. There's overhanging trees and bushes that, over the next period of time, still present a danger. So we'd just ask people again, just to exercise caution for the next while until all of this matter settles down in relation to that. The other point as well, I'd just like to make, our civil defence crews have been available and have responded to a number of requests for support, including, the provision of medicine and the transport of patients, etc., over the last number of days. And that will continue in place until all calls have been responded to. So again, they can be contacted through our number 915 3900 for any particular requests that are actually there. We continue, I suppose, to work through the week. Greg, I suppose the issue now is moving into the whole area of humanitarian support and trying to make sure that those that
what,
most
what is
vulnerable
there in that
actually.
Regard? I do know there is a national scheme. I shared a link to it there, yeah, in terms of a form that can be filled out and what have you. But some people are in, I've been contacted by particularly families of young children, older people, people with medical devices and no power. I'm not putting this at the council's doorstep. Does the council have a role in this regard, and what are they doing if they do?
Well, our civil defence units, which is a part of the council in conjunction with the Department of Defence, have already responded to a number of calls along those lines where there's, what would you call it, time-banded medicines, that were basically going to go out of date if they weren't refrigerated, etc. Similarly, in dealing with, associated emergencies to ensure that people were safe and not requiring specific transport to hospital. So what I would ask anybody to do in that case is if they have a particular issue that hasn't been dealt with by a family member or by a neighbour, contact us on 074 915 3900, and our civil defence crews are ready and available to respond to instances such as that. I do want to acknowledge, Greg, the local community and sporting bodies who have already gotten in there and have offered their assistance locally to people who still don't have electricity. That's hugely important. And the other call I'd like to make this morning is to make sure that if you do have an elderly relative or an elderly neighbour, please take time to check on them just to make sure that they are okay, because the phone connectivity has been patchy, as everyone knows, over the last few days. Don't take for granted that just because your phone is working that your elderly neighbours might be working as well. Check in on them, and if they need assistance again, contact us at those numbers that I'm after quoting.
Is there any further clarity on a scheme that was put out from the council for people for alternative accommodation? Was that just whilst the worst of the winds were blowing? I think
yes.
There was so in other words, that scheme now, it's not for people in homes that have no heating or anything like that there. That was an emergency to get people out of dangerous homes and mobiles whilst the storm was in situ.
Yeah, that particular call was to make sure that people that, for example, that may have been, let's say, living in mobile homes or similar type dwellings had an opportunity to, I suppose, have a safe roof over their head on the night of the storm itself, and that was put in place for that specific purpose. If we have other issues now emerging, say for example as a result of the ongoing electricity outage, we'll deal with that in a separate manner and on a case-by-case basis.